A big miss for the September jobs report. The economy adding only 142,000 jobs, well below some estimates. Unemployment staying at 5.1%. What does this mean for you, your money, the Federal Reserve, Wall Street? I'm John Werdonk reporting. We'll talk to Chuck Carlson at Horizon Investment Services. Straight ahead.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Financial insights that help you get ahead.
And joining us from Hammond, Indiana, is Chuck Carlson. He heads the Horizon Investment Services Company. So, first blush, your reaction?
This is a bad report. It's bad on a number of different levels. The jobs growth missed substantially the goal of, or the estimate of around 203,000 at 142,000. But what was probably even more surprising, you had August, which was a lousy month, actually revised downward when many people thought it would be revised upward, and they even lowered July's numbers as well. So you have this continued deceleration in growth for 2015 overall now. The average monthly growth is about 198,000 jobs, which is actually below the 260 in 2014. So if people are wondering out there if there is a deceleration in the growth pattern in the economy, this is more evidence that that is the case.
What do you think your clients are thinking today, hearing about this news and seeing the headlines?
Well, you know, we're in an environment where stocks are pretty volatile and seem heavy to us in terms of the propensity to be moving more downward than upward, and this certainly is not going to be news that's helpful to that. I mean, the big issue right now with most investors is trying to assess the growth rate or deceleration of the growth rate in the U.S. economy. We've had jobs reports before where there's been disappointments in the number, and actually Wall Street looked at that as a positive because that meant that interest rates were going to be staying down for a while. But here, what Wall Street is really worried about is growth, and these numbers are not going to feed into a positive opinion of growth here, and I think the market's going to reflect that.
What do we blame? Is it concerns about China? Is it all the wobbliness on Wall Street? Why such sluggishness with job growth right now?
Typically, job growth and uncertainty don't go hand in hand. If you have a lot of uncertainty out there, the tendency is to kind of pull in the horns a little bit and take your time in terms of hiring, et cetera. And I think the uncertainty is what's given off in terms of China and just the strength of the dollar, crimping exports, and how that's impacting multinational firms and their hiring. I mean, we have seen, and also, too, you know, we can't forget the continued weakness in the energy patch and what that's doing on the job front as well. So, I mean, there are a number of areas out there that point to a reluctance or at least a more cautiousness on the hiring front from corporations right now.
And what does this news mean for the Federal Reserve as it considers whether to raise interest rates?
Well, I have to admit, I thought that they would have raised at the last meeting, and I was one of those that was feeling that October and certainly this year you would see an increase. I think that's all out the window now. I don't think you're going to see an increase at least until the first quarter of 2016 based on these numbers today.
So we're talking this game of when is the Fed going to raise? It's been a very active conversation for months, now moving into 2016?
Absolutely. But I don't necessarily think that is the issue that investors need to be focusing on from the standpoint of the stock market. The biggest issue, and it usually is the biggest issue from the standpoint of what's going to happen to stocks, usually boils down to corporate profits. And you know, we're obviously going to get a good look at the corporate profit position here over the next 2 to 3 weeks as third quarter results come out. But that is really the bigger issue for this market rather than is the Fed going to do it in October, December, March. And these numbers certainly don't bode well, I think, for what we may be seeing in corporate earnings over the next 3-4 weeks.
He is Chuck Carlson. He heads Horizon Investment Services, joining us from Hammond, Indiana. Chuck, thank you for taking a few minutes.
Thank you.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.